topic. I wasn't sure what topic tonight would be. The Hilchos L'Ag B'Omer, Sfiras HaOmer. So I decided to do something totally relevant to the Parsha. A very interesting story at the end of the Parsha. Ayetzei, Ben Isha Yisraelis, his mother was Jewish. Hu Ben Ish Mitzri, his father was a Mitzri. Betoch Bnei Yisrael. Vayinotsu Bamachana. Ben HaYisraelis, Ben Ish HaYisraeli. This man, whose mother was Jewish, his father was a Mitzri, he got into a fight with another Jew. Now, Rashi tells us, whom, okay, Malamed Shinizgayer, quotes the Torah's Konim, he was a ger. Uwah. So those of you who learned where Shnayim Rikvecha Targum with Rashi, you should have jumped up when he means a get. His mother's Jewish, not a get. Okay. So Ramban doesn't like Rashi. And here's the question. Ramban raises the following question. Ramban, a goy who lives with a Jewish woman, it's apparently, according to Rashi, the child's not Jewish. Even though the Gemara says, a goy habo bas Yisrael havad kosher. Okay. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, all it means, he's not referring yet to Rashi, that it means he doesn't belong to a Shevet. When they divided everything, how people would live in the Midbar, there were all the Shvatim, where they lived. Reuven lived here, and Shimon lived here, and Levi lived here, Yehuda lived here, etc. And then, of course, there was the Erevav, who lived somewhere else, because they didn't belong to any Shevet. So where's he going to live? He says, I'm Jewish. I want to live with the Jews. I don't want to live with the Goyim. Okay. So now there's a halacha. For instance, there's a halacha lo yovu mitzri b'kal Hashem. Someone who's a Mitzri, if he's Mitzgayer, he can't marry a regular Jewish woman. Now, what defines a Mitzri? His father's a Mitzri, his mother's a Mitzri, both parents are Mitzri. Who defines? Who defines? When everyone was so pure, they didn't marry one or the other. So the klal is, bu'umos, when you talk about Goyim, you go by the father. But if the mother's Jewish, you go by the mother. So here, what happened? He had a Goyish father and a Jewish mother. So we should be going by the mother. And in the Sarachigas, Kohol Yisrael, Shinichmus Labris Pambila Tfilo, Hatzos Korban, Bishas Matan Tori, has something else. We have a halacha, very important halacha, that at Matan Torah, it was a Krisis Bris. And all Klal Yisrael, we learned all Hichas Geiris from Matan Torah, because that was a gerus of all of a joint gerus of all of Klal Yisrael. So we learned Bris Mila. Mila was a Mitzrayim. We learned Tefila. There was Gvar Pruza was Tefila. There was a carbon, and that's what, and he said he was part of the joint gerus of Klal Yisrael. The question is, this joint gerus of Klal Yisrael, what was it? And here we're coming to Kabbalah Satorah. Did it take people who were one level Jew, brought them to another level Jew? Or take people who are Goyim and brought them to Jews? He says, everyone through a gerus. What does it mean? This guy or not? The question, he had a Goyish father and a Jewish mother. So who did he feel attached to and who did he go along with? Get along with his Jewish mother, so then he went through a gerus at Har Sinai. He belonged to his, he would, went after his father, he didn't have anything to do. He would have stayed back in Mitzrayim. So the answer is he went with his mother. What does it mean? But the Sofatim, it's Rashi and Dosis. Tama gave him Neshahoya Kodam Matan Torah. And Rashi comes up with, he says, Rashi is based on something that Rashi and Dosis say in a number of places in Shas, that before Matan Torah, Chal Yisrael had a din of Goyim. The gerus wasn't from one level Jew to another level Jew. The gerus was from being Goyim to Jews. He didn't have a bris milah Mitzrayim. He mitzvah haya kedino. Avol kishagadal nizgaya ledaito v'nimo. But later on, he went through a gerus and had a bris milah. We ain't daiti kach. I don't agree with it. So we have now a very serious machlokas between Rashi Tosfos on the one hand. What was the status of Klal Yisrael before they went to Kabbalah Satorah? Have a dinner goyim? Or they had a dinner Jews? He says, they were Jews. Now, Avram Avinu made a bris of bris bein absorim, and then he made a bris of bris milah. At what point did Avram Avinu become Jewish? Could have been, he says, Shabbat Avram bebris. Says Milo. We're going to Chashov. That's why it calls Esav. Calls Esav Yisrael Mumer. Mishumen. Then he says something very shocking. V'kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Listen to exactly what he says. We have to understand the depth of what the Ramban is saying. Then we'll see what other Rishonim have to say about the other topic. What was the status of Klal Yisrael, and what was the nature of the gerus they went through at Har Sinai? Im la'acha matan Torah, shagoy abo abas Avram, mechay ve'lava. Le'en lo bo kedusha. A guy is not allowed to marry and live with a Jewish woman, and there's no kedusha. He mikva tahara. If he lived with someone from any other nation, the child would be his. So why, if he lives with a Jewish woman, is the child Jewish? She becomes a mikvah tahara to his child, and she's like, and it's like that process is being metahir his child. If after Matan Torah is that way, lo kol shken kodem Matan Torah. Certainly that way before Matan Torah. What's the Kolshke? Very interesting Ramban. Shekodim had Torah, Shetahema Taharas Vlada, Leos Kamaru, Chaiva Bamila, Kazara Shalavram, Yemachavan Esa. What the Ramban is saying is as follows. Very interesting idea. According to the Ramban. That the gap between, you see, let me just, excuse, wait one second. Rambam says like this. When the Rambam talks about Gerus, how does the Rambam define Gerus? And where we learn Hilchas Gerus from? Bishlosha dvarim nichtasu avosenu libris. Yisrael libris. B'mila tefila v'karban. When they made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, mila hoisa b'mitzrayim. Shenamah kol oro lo yochbo, an oro can eat from the korban pesach. Malos the Moshe Rabbeinu shekulam bitlu brismila b'mitzrayim chutz mishevet Levi. Korban, it says that pasuk says v'yishlach as bnei Yisrael v'yalu olos deko Yisrael kikrivu. And tefila hoysa b'midbar kodem matan Torah. Pasuk says v'gidashin hayom u'mocha v'chibzul siblosa. Then Rambam says. So Rabbi begins Hilchos Gerus telling you history. Krisis bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai required three things. Mila, Tvila, and Karban. V'chein l'doros, and this is also v'doros. V'sheyirza ha'goy li'kones the bris. What does Gerus mean? Making it, what does it mean to be Jewish? Here the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. You're not Jewish unless you make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch. That's being Jewish. Kikheng l'doros. Kishayirza ha'goy li'kones l'bris. He wants to enter, be part of the bris. What does part of the bris mean? Histofef tachas kanfei hashchino. When Boaz talks about Rus. He says, Shabosu lach, lachos tachas knofov. He wanted to make a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yekablu, now, how do you make that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yekablu all of all Torah. Tzorach mila utfila v'atzos korban. Im nekevahi tfila v'korban. Okay. Nowadays, we don't have a korban. So the Gemara says, we don't have gerim? No. Well, Gemara learns from Apostle. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, gerus is what? Mila tefila korban. Today, what is gerus? Mila tefila without a korban. So what is gerus? Gerus is a bris. Interesting, the Ramban. When he talks about which bris of Avram Avinu made him Jewish, he doesn't talk in terms of bris ben Absarim, which is first. He talks in terms of bris milah. So bris milah, Avram Avinu made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was his gerus. Maybe he went to mikveh, maybe he didn't go to mikveh. I don't know. But he says, but then Klal Yisrael, and what the Rambam says there is a Gemara. So, and he Ramban agrees, and he talks about the Gerus of Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. So there are two levels of Gerus. There was a level of Gerus back at Bris Milah, and a second level of Gerus at Har Sinai. And there's a difference. And here the Ramban has another very interesting shita. The pasuk says, "Vayishma mishmarti chukosa." It's also chukosa basoros. Chazal's Malamed, it teaches us the Ovos kept mitzvahs. Ramban takes that very, very literally. And then Ramban has a kasha. And the Ramban says that it's not possible to have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without mitzvahs. So when Avraham Avinu made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and became Jewish, it's not conceivable that he was not chayev in mitzvahs. So the question he then asks, how is it that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters while he did not allow? How is it that Amram married Yocheved, was his aunt, you're not allowed? So, all of a sudden, the Ramban tells us as follows. When Avraham Avinu made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was about Eretz Yisrael. Yado Ateda, promised marriage Yisrael. And then, when Avraham Avinu gave the Masorah to Yitzchak Avinu, he says, you're the Mamshech. You get Eretz Yisrael. When Yaakov Avinu went off to Haran, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Yitzchak said that I'm giving you Birkas Avraham, you'll have Eretz Yisrael. So the bris revolved around Eretz Yisrael. The people who were part of the bris were those who was that the S'chus in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, since the bris revolved around Eretz Yisrael, it was Elkei Ha'aretz, so that they were only chayiv and mitzvahs when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore Yaakov, on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, had to make a decision. He had two sisters. He's going to have to divorce one of them. And then Rachel died on the way. Never had to make that decision. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that decision. But the Ramban is telling us that now, then at Sinai, it's no longer Elokei Haaretz, Elokei Shemayim Vaaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. So the Chiyuv and Mitzvahs was a whole different Chiyuv and Mitzvahs. It was a Chiyuv and Mitzvahs that was universal wherever you are. Whether you're down under in Australia and South Africa, or you're up in Canada, up in Norway, wherever you are. It's the whole world, to the top to the south, the east to the west. Elokei Shamayim V'aretz. But, obviously, there's a second level bris that happens at Sinai, and a new gerus. And the Ramban viewed that the new gerus at Sinai was built on the first gerus. Now, the difference between a Jew and a Goy is vast. But there was one difference between a Jew and a Goy before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. And the Ramban says, if a Jewish woman is a mikvah tahara that enables the Vlad, the child, to jump from being a Goy to a Jew after Matan Torah, certainly it's a smaller jump from being a Jew, from being a Goy to being a Jew before Matan Torah. Look, all shgang. The Ramban has a very interesting view of the of our history. Rashi, Tosfos, a number of places in Shas, and he quotes Hatzofatim, said no. There was a bris, but the bris did not revolve around chiyuv and mitzvahs. The Ramban said there was a chiyuv and mitzvahs. It wasn't a rishos. They were obligated in mitzvahs. Kolzman, they were in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, whatever they kept, we'll see that when we get into the Rambam. But according to Rashi, in Tosfos, yes, They had a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it was not a bris that revolved around Torah. So it was not a bris that revolved around Torah. Being Jewish means what? A bris that revolves around Torah. That's a bris that revolves around Torah. As long as they did not say Nasev and Ishmael, the bris was not around Torah. So to be a Jew, not just making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He agrees with the Ramban in one thing. You can't be Jewish and have a bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu that turns you to Jewish without Torah. He said they didn't have Torah. They were Goyim. They may have understood the importance of mitzvahs and done it on their own voluntarily. If those of you who happen to have learned Nefesh HaChayim know that Nefesh HaChayim says, what does it mean? And not the people who disagree with the Ramban means every mitzvah has an inyan behind the mitzvah, a certain derech avoda that's in each mitzvah. They understood the derech avoda in each mitzvah, and they kept that derech avoda without the technicalities of the mitzvah. We'll see in which Rishonim that fits. Now, this is then, that is how the Ramban, and on the one hand, Rashi and Tosfos on the other hand, view what it means to be Jewish. There's no bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a chiyuv in mitzvahs. There's no being Jewish. Ramban says there's no such thing as being a bris. A bris is with the Jewish people, not just the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's with the Jewish people. And being Jewish means mitzvahs. Rashi told us it could be a bris without being Jewish. There was Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the inyonim in the mitzvahs. Rashi does quote, Vayishmo mishmarti chukos mitzvos ha-chukos ha-vaso rosoi. All he says there is Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos. Okay. Doesn't mean it was chayiv in Shabbos, according to Rashi. Then in between you have the Shitas of Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when he talks about Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, says like this. Al shisha dvarim nitzdava odom arishin. Odom arishin is commanded in six things. Al avodah zarah, al birkas Hashem, shvichas damim, gidarayas, gezel, dinim. Afal pisha kulon kabol hi biyodeinu. How do I know this? Tzama sorah. Mimosha Rabbeinu, adas notu lehen, al divrei hatori yira, he says, I can prove it from the Torah, but I'm not going to do it. Hosif leNoach evim enachai. When Noach was allowed to eat animals, they added evim enachai. Shenema achbosu benavshu doma lo tzochel. Nim says sheva mitzvah, that the sheva mitzvah is b'nai Noach. V'chein hoya hadova b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Nitztav v'yesu al hamila. Avraham Avinu got bris mila. Who his follows Shachris, and he introduced Shachris. Or Yitzchak Hifrish Maisi, of his Tvila Acheris. Also, Yaakov Hosea Giran Nosh, his Bala Argus. So, what is it? He's not talking the Ovis had all Tariag Mitzvahs. The Ovis did not have all Tariag Mitzvahs. They had Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, Avraham Avinu then got Brus Milo. He introduced himself, Shachris. Yitzchak Avinu, and he says, Yitzchak introduced himself to Trumas and Maestros. Doesn't say it was Nitztava. Introduced Trumas and Maestros. and Davi Mincha. Yaakov Avinu was Mechuyev in Giran Asher and introduced Ma'ariv. Ube Mitzrayim, and when they were in Egypt, Nitzava Amram B'mitzos Yiseros. The leader of Klal Yisrael was Amram, and he got a tzivoy for Klal Yisrael for additional mitzvah. It doesn't say which ones. Ad Shebo Moshe Rabbeinu Tashlum V'nishlam HaTorah Al Yodo. So the Rambam was telling that there was a chiyuv mitzvahs on the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And he doesn't say clearly the Jewish and not Jewish. But it is clear he disagrees with the Ramban that there was a chiyuv and taryag mitzvahs anyway. Very, very clear. The Rambam then tells us something else. The Rambam in Chulin, Parakit Anosha, says, why do we do a bris milah today? We don't do a bris milah because Avram Avinu did a bris milah. Did a bris milah because in Sinai it says in Parshas Tazria, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Psar Olaso. Whatever we were before, we were upgraded to a whole different type of mitzvah, a whole different type of life. And where's he coming from? Because it says on Sinai they were commanded in 613 mitzvahs. That means bris milah is one of the 613. Where do we get bris milah today from? From Sina. And that's why the Rambam makes a lot of halacha ma'aseh differences about Giran Osher and about Eved Menachai, etc. It's a brand new chiyuv. Eved Menachai has nothing to do with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Gezel, Ritzicha, nothing to do with that. When we were co-raised bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Har Sinai, there were 613 mitzvahs on a brand new level, brand new details, and everything was brand new. Well, okay. So Rambam tells us in Hilchos Ishos a very interesting thing. When Avram Avinu was married to Sarah Imenu, it was before bris milah and after bris milah. According to the Ramban, a very interesting thing is true. That Avram Avinu had to be upgraded with bris milah before Yitzchak Avinu could be born. Yitzchak Avinu could only be born when Avram Avinu was already Jewish. So, then subsequently, no. In the Arias of Ben Noach, one is the Eishas Ish. So what does Eishas Ish mean for Goyim? And what does Eishas Ish mean for Jews? So the Rambam says very clearly in Hilchos Melachim, it's a Gemara, that Eishas Ish, let's read what he says. He says, and maim aside to you, he says, when they live together, living together is Ishus. And what is Gevishin, he says? Mema satiya Ishus chaveri kugrushi shalonu. Meshio tziyo mibesu, he throws her out of the house. Mishalchenu latzma, oh, shetetse. Either he throws her out or she walks out. That means when they live together, she's an Ishus Ish. They separate, she's not an issue. It's a whole different type of issues. Okay. So, and that we learn out from a pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avimelech and says, "V'hi be'ulas ba'al." She's living with her husband. She's an Eishes Ish. How dare? How dare you touch her? But we have a different type of Eishes. We have an Eishes of first Mishnah in Kedushin says that Eishes Niktas b'kesef shtar b'biyah. You do a Maisa Kenyan and they're Kenyan Eishes. The whole, it's not a living arrangement. It's a Maisa Kenyan that creates issues, all different type of issues. And the Ramban, be very careful, the Ramban. Ramban says as follows, he makes a critical distinction. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Tesa Midbaris, says, how do we know you can be Kaddish B'biya? Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Ramban says, why didn't he quote the Pasuk of Avram Avinu? The Hebrew Lazbal. Because that was before Matan Torah. That's issues of a Ben Noach. Ramban's telling us an incredible thing here. We'll see the Rambam says the same thing. They were chayiv in mitzvahs, but the idea of issues, ayidei kinyanim, was something brand new that was introduced at Har Sinai when there was a higher level of Kedushas Yisrael. The Rambam says like this, Hilchos Noshim. He begins in a very strange way. Very weird, strange way. Kodem Matan Torah, Hayu Odom Pogea Isha Bashuk. Before Matan Torah, a Jewish man met a Jewish woman. Imrotsuhu Vehi, if they both agree, Lisosa Machnisa Labesa. Ubala Benu Asma. It's a living arrangement. Kilo Lish. Kevin Shinitna Torah and it's Tavu Yisrael. Now, when I first read this, I said, wait 1 second. In Hilchas, Shofar doesn't say, Koda Matan Torah, you didn't have to listen to Shofar. After Matan Torah, you had to listen to Shofar. Right? Doesn't say that. Understood? Why here? The answer is, according to the Rambam, before Matan Torah, they were Jewish. They weren't chayiv in mitzvahs. They weren't chayiv in mitzvahs, but they were Jewish. At what point? The Rambam never defines the point. It could be, Mishor Shehik Avram Esboro. From the time he communicated with HaKadosh Baruch. Rambam says he was Ben Arboim Shana. It could be a Bris Ben Absara. It could be HaKadosh Baruch who spoke to him the first time and told him, Lechocho, could be a Bris Mila. At some time in Avram Avinu's life, he became Jewish. But the Rambam understands you can be Jewish without mitzvahs, just having a Bris with HaKadosh, just having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him, and Mustomer had to do with a bris. Being Jewish is a bris, but I'm not sure. But there's certain things about being Jewish that has nothing to do with mitzvahs. For instance, here's a halacha that a guy who hits a Jew is chayav misa. Where do we know that from? From the mitzri. The Mitzri who hit, and what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He killed him. Wait a second. Why is he killing him? Why is he killing him? What can he give a head to kill him? So apparently, yeah. As far as Goyim are concerned, he was a Goy who hit a Jew. That doesn't mean the Jew was Chayiv in Shabbos and Kashrus or anything. Doesn't say that at all. So according to the Rambam, and he said, so they were Jewish. What sort of issues did they have? They had the same issues of a guy until Matan Torah. That's why, that's not talking about mitzvahs anymore. That's talking about being Jewish. How Jews marry, how goyim marry. So until Matan Torah, even though they were Jewish, the issues they had, the same thing as the Ramban. And the issues they had was the issues of a goy. Comes Matan Torah, there's a brand new type of issues. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. That is so the Rambam has a whole different thing. Yes. They were Jewish. At some point in Avraham Avinu's life, became Jewish. Now there was a Geirus. How Avram became Jewish, the Rambam doesn't talk about that. Never talks about it. The Ramban says he became Jewish, not at Bris Bein Absarim, became Jewish at Bris Mila. So you can have a, Ramban has a very interesting thing. He has a Bris between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, promising him Eretz Yisrael, promising him that Chal Yisrael will come out of him. But he wasn't Jewish yet. To become Jewish, he had to go through one of the stages, at least one of the stages of Geirus, which is Mila. You cannot be Jewish if you don't have a Bris Mila. That is how the Ramban views the process of becoming Jewish. Then at Har Sinai, they came another level of Jew. They upgraded their Jewishness. It's an upgrade and not a brand new thing. According to Rashi and Tosfos, all the relationship between Klal Yisrael, they were getting Eretz Yisrael, but they had all the dinim of Goyim. They could fulfill mitzvahs and still have the din of kiyum mitzvahs. But it was all voluntarily. It could be it wasn't even mitzvahs. It was the inyonim of mitzvahs. We don't know. So the whole at Har Sinai, they began from scratch. That's why. So they had nothing to do with mitzvahs. That's why a non-Jewish man who would live with a Jewish woman before Matan Torah, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, would be what? The child would go after the father, just like Goyim. That's why this Ben Ish Mitzri, Ben Ish Yisraelis, had to go through a Geirus, according to Rashi. He told us. The Rambam is in between. You can have a bris with HaKadosh being, you can have, can be Jewish, and not be chayav in mitzvahs, probably through a bris, either the bris ben absarim, or the bris mila, either one of the two. Or, that's one option, but then, Chal Yisrael, at Har Sinai, went to a whole different level. And even the mitzvahs they had before were brand new mitzvahs. Now there's a famous kasha. We have halacha, Geshen is Geyer, Kekotin Shenola Domi. Now let's say a family goes through Geirus. Father, mother, brother, sister. Or just an individual. Let's begin with an individual ger. Individual ger. Okay, he's a ger. What is his halacha vis-a-vis his parents and his siblings? Gershon is gayer, kikotin shenola domi. There's no alpidin. That's not his father. It's not his mother. It's not his brother. It's not his sister. It's not his son. It's not his daughter. Gershon is gayer, kikotin shenola domi. Why? Why? So the Rambam in Perish Rishnayis in Demai says, being Jewish is such a fundamental part of your being. His words are ki hadas, wa marf das dalat tof, means the religion. Marf ben, it separates, means if you are Jewish, it's such an integral part of your identity that you cannot have that close contact with anyone who's not Jewish. It's not your father, it's not your mother, that depends on a certain relationship. No. Once you're Jewish, that is a whole different identity. And you cannot, and that separates you in a very deep way from anyone who's not Jewish. And therefore, if a family, each one goes through an individual geirus, al pi din, they're not related. May the Rabbanan, we ask. So then the question was, big question. Maral asked the Kesh question. When at her, then Bochel Mishpacholsov, Pasuk says, when we kabel the Torah, all sorts of brand new arayas were also to that. I guess you against Gaia conscience. It was a geirus. The answer is very simple. There's a very big difference between the geirus of an individual geir and the geirus of Klal Yisrael. Geirus of an individual geir, each geirus is the own geirus. So he's a brand new human being. His whole identity has changed. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and Har Sinai, they went through a geirus. It wasn't a geirus of a few million individuals. What was it? It was a geirus of a tzibur together. It was a joint geirus. The only time we ever had a joint geirus. It's a joint geirus. There was a very big difference in the carbon. Each one brought an individual. If let's say you have a family to go through a geirus, in times of Beis HaMikdash, each one brings an individual korban yochan. There, what did they do? They brought a korban sibor. Because it was geirus of a sibor. Therefore, it doesn't apply. Okay. When we're heading towards Shavuos. For Shavuos, we'll talk the interesting halachas. And that, what do we do? We don't have a brand new bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shavuos. But Shavuos, when we kabbal the Torah again, that doesn't mean, it means there's a brand new Kabbalah Torah that reinforces the old Kabbalah Torah that we had. It's not just we remember a previous Kabbalah Torah. It's a brand new Kabbalah Torah. We'll get to that when we talk more about Sefiras Omer and Shavuos. Okay.